C.D. Wright, Jeffrey Hill, Max Ritvo, Stephen Sandy.
This is Poetry Off the Shelf from the Poetry Foundation. I'm Curtis Fox. This week, the poets we lost in 2016.
Bill Berkson, Bridget Begin Kelly, Francisco Alarcón.
Of all the arts, it's probably fair to say that poetry is the most death-obsessed.
David Anton, Yves Bonfoy, Lucia Perillo, Jim Harrison.
Death is the subject of many, many poems. Or if it's not the subject, it is often the emptiness the words come out of, the white space around the poem.
Ted Greenwald, Michael S. Harper, Maurice Kinney, Eduardo Chirinos, Philip Dacey, Shirley Kaufman-Dolesky, David Budbill, Andrew Glaze, Peter Orosik, Leonard Cohen.
And poets, of course, are mortal, though if they are good poets and lucky, their words can survive them.
Benjamin Hollander, Elise Kuznets, Calvin Thomas Jr., James Rice, Mia Baranza Martinez, Ray De Palma, John Montague, Monica Hand.
This week on the podcast, we're going to listen to poems and excerpts of poems from a few of the poets who died in 2016. It's a long list, as you just heard. This is only an arbitrary and overly brief selection. Let's start with Francisco Alarcón. He was born in California and grew up in Guadalajara, Mexico. He wrote in both Spanish and English for adults and children. Here's a short poem from his collection for young readers, Angels Ride Bikes. It's about the poet's first day of school.
Primer día de clases. Parado frente a la teacher, apreté aún más fuerte. First day of school. Standing before the teacher, I squeezed my grandma's hand even harder. The teacher smiled, said something in English, but I did not understand. My grandma then gave me her blessing and left. I felt like a chair left behind in a very strange world.
Francisco Alarcón died on January 15th, 2016. He was 61. That recording comes from a video on Colorín, Colorado, a bilingual site for English language learners. C.D. Wright's poems have been described as experimental, southern, and elliptical. Here's a poem we recorded her reading in 2007. It is experimental and elliptical, and I guess it's southern too, with her Arkansas accent. There are no verbs in this poem. It's all nouns in three spare columns. You could read it vertically, column by column. C.D. Wright chose to read it horizontally. And there seems to be a story that this poem tells, although she leaves it up to the reader to guess what that story is. I hear an approach to some kind of erotic encounter. It's called Flame.
The breath, the trees, the bridge, the road, the rain, the sheen, the breath, the line, the skin, the vineyard, the fences, the leg, the water, the breath, the shift, the hair, the wheels, the shoulder, the breath, the lane, the streak, the lining, the hour, the reasons, the name, the distance, the breath, the scent, the dogs, the blear, the lungs, the breath, the glove, the signal, the turn, the need, the steps, the lights, the door, the mouth, the tongue, the eyes, the burn, the burned, the burning.
That was C.D. Wright reading Flame from her book, Steal Away, Selected and New Poems. C.D. Wright died on January 12, 2016. She was 67. Michael Harper was known for poetry that was interested, if not obsessed, with jazz, blues, history, and African-American folk traditions. In his very first book from 1970, he used the great jazz saxophonist John Coltrane as a character. Here's a bit from the title poem of that collection, Dear John, Dear Coltrane. He's addressing the aging Coltrane himself.
What does it all mean? Loss so great each black woman expects your failure in mute change, the seed gone. You plod up into the electric city, your song now crystal in the blues. You pick up the horn with some will and blow into the freezing night, a love supreme. A love supreme. Dawn comes, and you cook up the thick sin between impotence and death. Fuel the tenor sax cannibal heart, genitals and sweat that makes you clean. A love supreme, a love supreme. Why you so black? 'Cause I am. Why you so funky? 'Cause I am. Why you so black? 'Cause I am. Why you so sweet? 'Cause I am. Why you so black? 'Cause I am. A love supreme, a love supreme.
That was Michael Harper. He died on May 7th, 2016. He was 78. Lucia Perillo was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis when she was in her 30s. She wrote about her life as a person with disabilities and about a lot of other things. Her poems are often funny, but not this one, which she wrote after she read the Iliad for the first time. She was also thinking about the first Gulf War. It's called The Second Slaughter, and it appeared in the September 2009 issue of Poetry Magazine. We recorded her reading it for the Poetry Magazine podcast.
The Second Slaughter. Achilles slays the man who slayed his friend, pierces the corpse behind the heels and drags it behind his chariot like the cans that trail a bride and groom. Then he lays out a banquet for his men, oxen and goats and pigs and sheep. The soldiers eat until a greasy moonbeam lights their beards. The first slaughter is for victory, but the second slaughter is for grief. In the morning, more animals must be killed for burning with the body of the friend. But Achilles finds no consolation in the hiss and crackle of their fat. Not even heaving four stallions on the pyre can lift the ballast of his sorrow. And here I turn my back on the epic hero, the one who slits the throats of his friend's dogs, killing what the loved one loved to reverse the polarity of grief. Let him repent by vanishing from my concern after he throws the dogs onto the fire. The singed fur makes the air too difficult to breathe. When the oil wells of Persia burned, I did not weep until I heard about the birds, the long-legged ones especially, which I imagined to be scarlet, with crests like egrets and tails like peacocks, covered in tar, waiting the feathers they dragged through black shallows at the rim of the marsh. But once I told this to a man who said I was inhuman, forgiving animals my first lament. So now I guard my inhumanity like the jackal who appears behind the army base at dusk, come there for scraps with his head lowered in a posture that looks like appeasement, though it is not.
Lucia Perillo died on October 16th, 2016. She was 58.
I obviously don't want you guys to make too big, like, I want you to make a bigger deal of the poems than Sad Cancer Man.
Max Ritvo was just in the September issue of Poetry Magazine. We recorded him for the Poetry Magazine podcast about a month or so before he died. He didn't want us to focus too much on his failing health.
But the poems only make sense in part because they were written by a dying 25-year-old. And like to deny the audience that context makes the poems less fun. And I want people to have fun with my poems.
One of the poems Max Ritvo recorded that day is called Dawn of Man.
I wanted to do a kind of creation myth for humans, and I thought it would be funny if we were like a failed draft of butterfly, like a caterpillar that then ended up going a little haywire and became a human. The idea that certain elements of butterflyhood could be in the human register, like sleep, being failed wings, and stuff like that could be a lot of fun to play around with.
Here's Max Ritvo reading Dawn of Man.
After the cocoon, I was in a human body instead of a butterfly's. All along my back was great pain. I groped to my feet where I felt wings behind me, trying to tilt me back. They succeeded in doing so after a day of exertion. I called that time, overwhelmed with the ghosts of my wings, sleep. My thoughts remain those of a caterpillar. I took pleasure in climbing trees. I snuck food into all my pains. My mouth produced language, which I attempted to spin over myself and rip through happier and healthier. I do this every few minutes. I think to myself, what made me such a failure? It's all a little touchingly pathetic to live like this, a grown creature telling ghost stories, staring at pictures, paralyzed for hours, and even over dinner or in bed, still hearing the stories, seeing the pictures, an undertow sucking me back into myself. I'm told to set myself goals, but my mind doesn't work that way. I, instead, have wishes for myself. Wishes aren't afraid to take on their own color in life. Like a boy who takes a razor from a high cabinet, puffs out his cheeks, and strips them bloody.
Max Ritvo died on August 23rd, 2016. He was 25 years old. And he was just one of the poets who passed away in 2016, including Leonard Cohen.
If you are the dealer, I'm out of the game. If you are the healer, means I'm broken and lame. If thine is the glory, then mine must be the shame. You want it darker. We kill the flame.
You can find out more about all these poets on our website. Let us know what you think of this podcast. Email us at podcast@poetryfoundation.org. The theme music for this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. For Poetry Off the Shelf, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.
After the cocoon, I was in a human body instead of a butterfly's.